You've mastered your craft, but does your brand truly reflect the magic of what you do? Welcome to The Vignette Effect. I'm your host, Raquel, and this is your guide to building a radiant brand you love and that works for your business. Here, we get real about all things branding, visual storytelling, and the tricky business of being a creative entrepreneur. We'll dig into shaping your brand's identity, creating visuals that connect, and using it all to bring clarity and purpose to your marketing without overthinking. It's time to craft a brand that's not just beautiful, but memorable, and have fun doing it. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to The Vignette Effect. I have a question for you. Have you ever said to yourself something along the lines of, I need another day in the week. If I just had more hours in the day, I could fill in the blank. I have definitely said that, and I know how that feels. But here is the truth. The problem most of the time isn't really time, it's focus. And it's really easy to blame lack of time for a lot of things. We always say, I don't have time for this. I don't have time to fix the website. I don't have time to do a blog post. I don't have time to send an email, right? We feel always like there's just a mountain of tasks at any given time. We have big visions for our business. And sometimes it feels like, how do I tackle all the things that need to be done? And it's easy to think, well, if we just had more time, that would be the solution. However, it's really likely that any of us would just fill that day with more of the same scattered things that are not necessarily moving the needle. So, I mean, I have said this many times, but when you have scattered attention, you end up with scattered marketing, and then you have really scattered results. And then you know, it's easy to think that, okay, well, the solution is I need more time to do more things, to do more stuff, to do more tasks. And I have to just be more productive. This is something else that comes up. All these, you know, lies that we tell ourselves about, like, you know, doing more to be more successful. I have definitely been guilty of thinking, I mean, and I truly believed that it was a time issue. I just thought, oh my gosh, I wish I had more time. And I do. I still do. I still think if I had more time to do certain things that maybe, you know, I would get more done in any category of life, like everything from spending time in the garden, spending time with people, getting more work done, you know, whatever it is, more time to, you know, go for a longer hike. Whatever, I always think, oh, more time, but I kind of, you know, held my own feet to the fire and was like, is it really that I need more time, or do I need to just get really clear on how I need to be spending my time and get laser focused on what to do with the little bit of time that I have? Because this whole like productivity idea that we have is like, you know, we're going to squeeze in everything we can into every free moment. And this is how, you know, you can turn like a side hustle into a business, or this is how you turn the small thing into a bigger thing, is you just make the most of every single moment. But I also know entrepreneurs, for example, who get a lot done in a really short period of time and have grown really successful businesses on working what amounts to like a few days a week. Or, you know, another classic one is like, if you don't have enough time, then you think maybe you don't have time to, say, do the whole workout that you wanted to do. And so it's easy to think, look, I don't even really have time for it. But you can actually do some really effective, you know, short block of exercise, and it's super beneficial. So, you know, just kind of reframing the idea that like having more time doesn't necessarily make it better. And in fact, I am totally drawing a blank on what it's called when you will use all of the time that's given to you, but when you're given a limited amount of time, you'll fit it into that amount of time. So some of this is, you know, what brought me to sort of challenging myself to say, is it really a time issue? Because sometimes, and I'm just calling myself out on this, and if you relate to this, then that's great, but I'm not pointing a finger at anyone but myself. But what I found was that there were definitely times when I was saying I didn't have, quote, time to do something, when really I was just feeling scattered and I was not focused. And I held my own feet to the fire and I said, you know what? There's three things that need to get done right now, and I'm going to just go heads down and get them done. In a couple of cases, I even set a timer because I thought, I've been spinning my wheels on this. I've spent over an hour on something that I didn't feel like should be taking me that long. And I said, I'm going to set a timer for 20 minutes and wrap it up. And what I found over time is that if I'm feeling like things are, taking longer than they need to, I don't have enough time to do things. Usually, what's happening is I'm just trying to tackle the big to-do list and do as much as I can, and those kinds of things. So getting really focused and kind of putting some things to the side that maybe don't actually need to be done right in the moment, like reprioritizing a little bit helps. So it's like focus and priorities. So, if this is you, if this is also you, and you start to feel like kind of behind and things like that, there could be a few different things going on. So maybe you just need to get focused. Maybe there's also a lack of clarity. Of course, this is one of my favorite things to talk about, but that's a big one. When people are getting caught in the like time trap and not getting enough done, it's usually because, outside of focus, there can also be a clarity issue where it's they're spending a lot of time spinning their wheels, say, writing an email or whatever it is, something related to marketing for their brand, because they just don't know what to say because there's a lack of like core foundational brand strategy, clarity, messaging clarity. So they're spending a lot of time trying to come up with this over and over again of what to talk about. So if you can get, it's a time management thing, sort of, but it's focus more than that. Because when you're focused and you know what matters, you don't really need more hours. You are kind of creating more time for yourself because you're not wasting it on things that are not helping you move forward. So I wanted to give you a quick like exercise that you can do. So just kind of run this list in your mind. Number one, ask yourself, like, what are you spending time on that's not really moving the needle? Like, if you're looking at your day and you have like so many things to do and you're wanting to move forward, if you really break down where you're spending your time, how many of those things that you're working on throughout the day are actually moving you forward? And I'm not going to even get into suggesting, you delegate things out. There's a time and a place for that. I understand that. Sometimes we just have a lot of things that need to be taken care of that are also don't have anything to do with business. I know I have had a lot to do in my personal life, and there is a lot of road construction. And so some of the things that I'm doing where I'm having to go across town, I have spent so much time in the car and it's not helping me move the needle. But at least when I'm in the car, I can listen to a podcast or I can, do phone calls. So trying to double up on that. But outside of that, I'll catch myself also going, I was working on this thing that really doesn't even need to be done until like, next month for this workshop. And I've got a couple other things that really need the attention more. So, just kind of getting that focus and spending time on the things, at least first, if not only, that really move the needle. And then what goes back to the clarity a little bit is like, what are you working on or what are you procrastinating working on? Because maybe it feels sort of heavy or like muddy or unclear. Are there things that just feel like a really big task because the overarching feeling is, I'm not sure what to do with this, or I'm not sure where to start with this, or I'm not sure what to say about this, or how to lay this out, or does this need to go on the website? Or, I mean, just all of those list of questions where you're kind of holding a task and you're like, I don't even know where to put this or what to say about it. So that could be a clarity thing. And then once you get, clear on something, then you can focus a little bit more. So, then the last thing is just sort of a general, where would having more clarity help cut through the cluttery noise of like things to do? I think it's interesting sometimes to step back and actually evaluate how you've spent the hours in a day. Not just the hours in a day. Like I said, it's not just about a time management thing, but I work with a lot of people who want to do really big things, and then we're spending a lot of time talking about something that's really not next. It's not like the next thing to focus on. So yeah, there's a certain amount of vision casting that you want to do to have your goals. But I'll just give you an example. I was working with someone, and I like to make myself available on the calls with clients to help them work through anything that they, are focused on working through. But I had noticed with a particular company, there were like a couple of weeks where they were just sort of spinning their wheels around the same things. And I said, we can continue to talk about this, but I would invite you to have a conversation about what actions could be taken right now around like all of these other things that need to be recalibrated. That can be happening at the same time. Like we're spending time talking and thinking about something that is in the future, and meanwhile, there are all these other things that are like not getting addressed, and all those kinds of things. So, a little bit of redirection went a long way, because then they were able to focus on some smaller things in the meantime, and all of a sudden make some progress really quickly. So, time just slips away all the time anyway. And I know this frustration because I worked through this one myself. It took me really a while to kind of, like I said, I mean, it really, it was just, I held myself really accountable to like, if I'm not getting things done, where am I missing it? And constantly evaluating it. And a lot of it came into just getting really focused and kind of staying on top of that. And, when you have like the clarity around the things that you're doing, it is so much easier, because there were times also in the past when I was spinning my wheels, and it was because I was unclear. I was unclear about what I was, what I needed to say next, or what I needed to clarify for myself before I could clarify it into applying it to my business and what that meant for my day-to-day tasks. So it happens. It happens, and you constantly have to like check in on these things. But my main reframe for today is, and I say this knowing that like the holiday season and everything is going to be coming up on us, where things start to get, things move even like more quickly, is that you don't necessarily need more time. You don't need to be hustling harder. It's not about like increasing your productivity. It's about getting really focused. So that looks like clarity, priorities, and implementation. So when you can get those things all together, you have some really focused work happening, and boy, does that feel good. So I hope this gave you a little bit of encouragement to kind of recalibrate yourself and look at your own calendar and look at where you can create some more time for yourself and put a little bit more ease into your work. I hope you can take that forward and apply it to whatever you have going on. If this is something that you would love to chat about, and you think that maybe you want to spend a little more time on your brand strategy and getting clear and prioritizing and focused on your marketing ecosystem and all the things, there is, as always, a link in the show notes to book a free discovery call with me, and we can talk about it then. Okay, thanks so much for being here. Till next time.